The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Wednesday edition, talking about the new policies Texas Governor Greg Abbott sort of taking immigration policy into his own hands. No, contrary to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, but, you know, it's a different court now. Maybe he'll find more support with this new 6-3 conservative majority. But anyways, he's doing it, you know, because that's what Republicans do. They do whatever they feel is necessary to grab your attention. Of course, get the money out of the gullible's wallets and, you know, maybe make a few headlines, make a few connections down at Foxy News. Because once you get a little power, all you want to do is hold on to it. Because there's, you know, lots of perks come with power. But again, talking about Abbott's sort of unique policies, they've created a second line of interior defense. They've gone to the U.S. border, and after you've passed through a federal inspection checkpoint, the state of Texas is re-inspecting every single commercial vehicle that crosses the border because the feds don't know how to do it, even though it's their job and the supremacy clause says they get to do it. And the U.S. Supreme Court says the feds get to do it. But Greg Abbott says, no, we're going to do it. And the consequences to the trucking industry and the American economy, well, be damned. Fancy you.
I can only assume that he's, you know, screening for structural or electrical engineers and things like that because he needs to desperately fix his power structure, right? Like his crumbling power infrastructure, he might be wanting to get the people who have skills, maybe?
I see what you're doing there. It's a grid joke. No, I don't think this is about improving the electrical grid in Texas. Hell, if he's worried about that, he'd get on a plane to Cancun with Ted Cruz. A little bit more here. Strawberries, asparagus, avocados, tomatoes, and other spring favorites are sitting in lines of refrigerated trucks many miles long as growers and shippers scramble to reroute and grocers hustle to find products from elsewhere to avoid empty shelves in the run-up to Easter and the Passover holidays. You know, I hope you didn't want fresh fruit for the holiday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Wednesday that Abbott's unnecessary and redundant inspections of trucks at ports of entry between Texas and Mexico have disrupted food and automobile supply chains, delayed manufacturing, affected jobs, and further raised prices for American families. She said the trucks are facing delays exceeding 5 hours at some border crossings and that commercial traffic has dropped by as much as 60%. So it's not just the delays. They're taking way, way longer to let less and less trucks through. But what if you're already routed to the border? Let me read. The continuous flow of legitimate trade and travel and customs and border protection's ability to do its job should not be obstructed, Psaki said. Governor Abbott's actions are impacting people's jobs and the livelihoods of hardworking American families. CBP issued a statement saying that the delays have become extreme. It said the commercial wait time at the FAR port, FAR, port of entry has grown from 63 minutes, just over an hour, to 320 minutes. That's, what, 5 hours and 20 minutes, the average wait time, with a 35% drop in traffic. So they're taking five times as long to get about 65% of the work done. The Laredo-Columbia Solidarity International Bridge, which typically averages a 26-minute wait, has reached a peak wait of 300 minutes and has seen a 60% drop in commercial traffic. What a fine policy this Abbott put forth. Now, Abbott, of course, is expected to hold a news conference on the matter later on Wednesday. He moved last week to impose the new restrictions, alleging the Biden administration had an open borders policy that paved the way for dangerous cartels and deadly drugs to pour into the United States. He said, he being Abbott, said, Texas will immediately begin taking unprecedented actions to do what no state has done in American history to secure our border. Yeah, because it's illegal, Greg. Abbott.
Have you stopped anybody? Yeah, I know.
I got a few names that I would like to say, but I'm not going to say.
Have they stopped anybody? Have they actually caught anybody? Have they actually prevented anything from happening?
I'm not clear that they have, Fancy Brian. Well, don't forget that all of the trucks being inspected by the state of Texas have been inspected prior by the federal government. So it's not that they're uninspected trucks. They've already been inspected. So I'm not sure when you double check, you know, maybe you might find something.
But if he's looking for something and that's the whole reason why he's doing this, it might seem, it doesn't matter. They're going to blame Biden anyway.
Oh, yeah, there's that. And then hold a press conference and then, you know, put some migrants on a bus and send them to Fox News headquarters in D.C. But I'm sure this is all entirely on the up and up. Again, quoting Abbott said Texas will immediately begin taking the unprecedented action that no state has done before. We talked about that. I didn't quote him directly there, sort of paraphrasing, which means each truck will be inspected by the Texas Department of Public Safety for human trafficking, weapons, drugs, and other contraband. I don't know what the other contraband would be, but it will not come through the border.
It's not there because they've already filtered it out. If they caught anybody, they would have already gone and launched an entire investigation about it and said, hey, look, we caught these people. The federals couldn't get it, but we got them.
By the way, Abbott has been the governor of Texas since 2015 and is running for re-election in November. Bet he also would like to pivot from that and run for president someday soon. He is a frequent critic of the Biden administration. Oh, yes, he is. Often challenging the White House on a range of policies, including abortion, immigration, and transgender rights. The governor's plan to have state officials scrutinize each truck means that up to 80% of the perishable fruits and vegetables have been unable to cross since Friday. Oh, I'm sure that'll work out splendidly. This is causing losses of millions of dollars a day for employers and employees who have been idled, he said, with customers unable to load product from their Texas suppliers. It also means transportation shortages are increasing as available trucks are stuck waiting in line to cross the border, all of which will continue to drive up the price of produce at the American grocery stores. Here's a quote. These trucks are already inspected by Customs and Border Protection, scanned and x-rayed, and drug dog sniffed. These new inspections are redundant at numerous points of entry, Laredo, Far, Eagle Pass, and others. Mexican drivers are starting to protest. Abbott's office didn't respond to requests for comment on Tuesday, well, because he's doing a big presser. And the line of trucks to cross the Far Bridge has been reported at up to 7 to 8 miles long. 7 to 8 miles long. He said between 2,000 and 3,000 trucks stand nose to tail waiting for entry. Refrigerated trucks, he said, have about 6 or 7 days of fuel to run their refrigeration units. After that, spoilage is certain. I got to keep the cargo cold. You know, eventually you were supposed to bring it to market, but, you know, apparently they're all sitting on the Texas border right now. Nothing has crossed the border into Texas for 3 days. That trucks are packed so tight there's no way of getting out of line so they can reroute. Meaning once you're in the line, you're stuck in the line. He says many workers in Texas are not being paid right now because there's no product to work with and no trucks to load and unload. We have about $200,000 to $300,000 of produce waiting in line right now. And we're just one shipper. There are hundreds like me, millions of dollars worth of product sitting on trucks that may end up being spoiled. Logistics, right? Logistics brought to you by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Anyways, you get the point. And that's just one guy.
And even if we do say and put out the narrative and we get it, hey, this inflation part and these prices going up are caused by Greg Abbott, he'll turn around and go, yeah. And just like an abuser, he'll go, well, Biden is making me do it to you because of his policies. That's how he's going to win either way. Either he's going to blame it on Biden, it's Biden's fault, or I'm doing this thing that hurts you because of Biden. Either way, he gets to go and claim he wins.
844-967-2789. Sometimes we have an abusive relationship with the audience, but mostly that's CJ. Not you, Jack, from Merrimack. Welcome. What do you got?
Well, it's definitely a triple advantage for Abbott. As was pointed out, he's going to claim, of course, that increases in prices, these are all Biden's fault. Of course, the transportation issues and the shortage of goods. It's going to be all to his corporate owners, excuse me, donors' benefits, because they're going to jack up the prices, saying, oh, yeah, we got to do that, you know, supply and demand. And then, of course, it may even drive a bit of unemployment back up. It's a great advantage for Abbott.
So, obviously, it's with prior intent. Do you think he knew he was going to jam up the traffic, though, the commerce? Do you think he knew that that was going to be a part? I mean, I know he thought it was going to be a political stunt. He was going to get his name on Fox News and get lots of interview requests. And, you know, if you're running for re-election, because let's not forget, he's running against Beto O'Rourke, right? He's running against a pretty charismatic Democrat. And Beto, you know, could have a fighting chance. So he's out there just basically making a bigger name for himself, trying to raise more capital to try and hold on to the seat. And if he's successful, well, Jack, then he runs for president in 2024, you know, assuming Trump steps aside.
Sounds like a good plan for him, but I really think that part of it, and Tom Hartman also did something on that this morning. I didn't catch all of it, but he's of the opinion that's the same as mine, which is I really believe that part of it is to drive prices up as much as you can and blame Biden also.
Well,
I think it's perfectly headed.
Yeah, you and Tom may be right on that regard. We talked about the, and I appreciate your call, Jack. You could be like Jack. Call us, 844-967-2789. Yesterday on the big program, we talked about Ron DeSantis. And he's another Republican governor trying to go out there and what, make a name for himself with bad policy choices, extreme policy choices. But Republicans are doing this with prior forethought and intent. First and foremost, it shows how audacious they are. You know, they're going to take it as far as they're able to take it, because ultimately to their base, that makes them seem like fighters. They're strong. These are fighting words. I mean, do you see Greg Abbott taking on that feckless Joe Biden? I mean, he's shipping immigrants to D.C. to Joe Biden's doorstep, or Fox News, as the case may be, and he's jamming up those trucks. Finally, somebody's doing something about immigration. And I would point out to the Biden administration, this rollback, this Article 42, Section 42, it's not that I agree with any of the Trump policies. I mean, many of them were authored by Stephen Miller, that wannabe Nazi that used to serve in the Trump administration, the bald-looking, angular-faced guy.
The guy with the spray head.
Yeah, great-looking hair. That guy wrote some of the policies where, you know, the Trump administration would strip the children away from the families. And he would do so, or at least the policy was meant to do so, to what? Shock them. Who wants their kid taken away? Well, it's so shocking to the conscience, to humanity, that, you know, they'll be afraid to come here and bring their kids. Well, those were some of the prior policies. And unfortunately, some of the bad policies of the Trump administration, they've been upheld by the Biden administration. But this one, this emergency, this coronavirus pandemic emergency, this Section 42 or whatever it's called. Well, it's not that I want Biden to continue to uphold unnecessary bad policy. But before you roll it back, before you give the Greg Abbotts of the world, the Ron DeSantis's, the Fox News's of the world, one more arrow in the quiver to shoot you with, Joe Biden, can you please, for the love of God, have a better policy to, you know, come back with? Something to offer other than what they're going to characterize as an open borders policy. Doesn't matter. You know, they're going to characterize you anyways. But Joe Biden, you better have a response. The Democrats need to have a response. Hour two, we're going to talk about Roe v. Wade. It's going to get rolled back. And the Democrats, they better feel a sense of urgency. They better not wait for it to happen. You ready for it to happen? Because it's coming. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Are you ready for it? With or without you, it's coming back. More Devils. Join us. 844-967-2789.
You can never go too far.
It's a complete lack of respect for the law.